So I just want to check. Has everybody got a partner? Anybody without a partner, raise your hand. Are these two right here? You don't have a partner? Here. Joanna doesn't either. Oh, you got one. I'm sorry. So we need one here. Joanna. Anyone? Any odd number? Anybody? 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 Okay. What? Yeah. Why don't you come in? Yeah. Do it as a triad. Okay? Yeah? Okay. So the first thing we want to do is a little... First thing we want you to do is say hello to your partner through a hand hug, like yesterday. Right hand to right hand hug. Right hand to right hand hug. And if you want to do left hand to left hand, you can do that too. So now I'm going to invite you to bring your attention and your focus back to yourself. Okay? And again, inviting you to close your eyes if that helps, which often it does. And if you're not comfortable doing that, that's okay. Just bringing your attention inside. And slowly allow your breath to bring you in touch with your body. The breath is the golden vehicle of awareness. And just notice how your body naturally rises and falls with each breath. And it's just like saying hello to your body, as if you would say hello to a good friend. And being with your body, let yourself be drawn to a place in your body that has been a reliable resource in your life, some place in your body that you know you can rely on, you can depend on. And when that place comes to your mind, just be with it and begin to identify what it did provide for you. What is it about this place that has made it such a reliable resource for you? What are the qualities of this place? And now we're going to unlock the secret of what those little pieces of paper were on your seat. We want you to take those little pieces of paper out, and there was with it a writing utensil. Everybody got theirs? No, you don't. Here's one over here. Everyone got one now? All right. So what I'd like you to do is to write on that piece of paper, the top one, the place. All right. So for me, I would have chosen my hands, and the reason being that they are strong, capable, and creative. So that's what kind of thing I want you to write on your piece of paper. I want you to identify the place, whatever it was, any place, internal. Mine was external with my hands. And then the qualities of that place. Everybody got that identified? Yes? Anyone need another moment? Okay, we'll give it another moment. And so now the next part is just to share that with your partner. Okay, so just share with between... All right, for one more minute, just kind of finish up with your partners. It's all right. I know. All right. So one more minute, and we're going to finish up.
Okay, so just in a minute, you're going to start to come to closing your conversation with your partner.
Okay. All right, now the next fun part starts. What we want you to do is to... Just like I did, I said my hands, they're capable, creative, and strong. So I'm going to place them on my hands. Now you can place it as close to the plate part that's possible. And if you can't get into your stomach, that's okay. You know, How, and if you need it, if it's your strong back, you can have help someone do that. And then what we're going to do is just move around a little bit. Get up and just
around
walk
and just
around and see.
And see
all
other people's.
The places.
You know, you don't have to
body.
Go and see everybody's, yeah, but just go around and just get to know people in this place.
That's right.
Yeah. Put on your leg, yeah. Yeah. You can hold it. And remember, if you want to give a hand hug greeting to a person, you can do that as you make contact. All right, so just find your way now back to your partner, because we want to do a few more steps with this. So find your way back.
All right, so slowly getting back to your seat. Yeah. It's all right, slowly. Took me a while to find my way back.
So just try to picture anybody walking in now and looking at us all walking around with these post-its on. What are
they
doing?
We promise we won't post it on Facebook or anything, guys. No, right now.
No, stay with your partner.
Stay with your partner. But we would want to, we do want to hear. We do want to hear from a few of you of what this was like. To find your own place of resource, but also to walk around and meet your fellow thigh and hip and heart and whatever else, right? So anyone that would like to share?
So I picked my stomach, and I just had a thought that it's interesting because, like, the belly is, like, a place that we always try to hide, right? At least for me, it's like, oh, no, like, don't look at my belly, like, it's fat. And it's just nice to, like, honor that part of the body for once and kind of change the narrative.
Yay, good, yeah, yay.
Narrative.
So actually what was more important for me, and this exercise actually taught me what I really value. When you first asked the question, I immediately thought, well, of course it's going to be my brain, but then I realized my brain is not always there for me. So what is the so what is the organ that is always there for me? My heart. So it's consistent, constant, and always there.
Yay, heart people.
Yay.
Heart person.
Well, I was thinking, and I think it comes from being here with my mother, who I know very well, but the descriptors seem like who I want to be as a whole person. And to be able to look at those and be like, that's what I want to be. I want to be, to look at the descriptors of my and be see my mother and think, well, that's who you want to be. And to see my descriptors and think, oh, that's who I want to be. And known as that. And that was really meaningful to me.
I actually want to say it's who you are, not just who you want to be. It's actually who you are.
Oh, there I go.
I want to say that what came to me was also my belly, my gut, and not from a place. The descriptors, again, really nailed it, and they were expressive, honest, reliable, and loud. That this is not necessarily a place of comfort, but it's a place of truth. And that's what I really value.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Go guts.
Yeah.
When I was looking around for a place, I didn't think of anything internal. I sort of forgot all about the heart and stuff like that, which I know a lot of people chose. But then I was looking at my hand, which is sort of flitting around, and I can't find it sometimes. And I said, I want something I know where it is. So I picked the center of my chest as always being there, being a direction that I'm going in. So it's reliable and stable and those sort of adjectives.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I chose my arms because I've had a lot of migraines and stomach trouble and walking trouble, and then you stumble and fall. And so what can I really rely on? My arms have never failed me. I have been strong all my life, and I've enjoyed the strength, and I work with horses, and you need to have strong arms.
Yes to arms. That's the kind of arms we want.
I had an interesting experience doing this because I have had such a profound experience in the family constellation workshops that I couldn't go to, gee, who was reliable and what part of me was reliable in the past. And I realized I was so filled up from the experience of this workshop that I put heart, and it made me feel so good to even put that. And I wrote, warm, loving, kind, strong, yet gentle. And I realized this is this part of me that I think I've hidden some. You know, I'm not too good a hider, but I've hidden it some in my life. And I said, geez, now wait a minute, this is awfully recent. So then I thought, what would I have put before the workshop? And I would have put brain. And brain would have been clear thinking, strong, takes care of just me. I mean, or my family. But I realized it felt two dimensional. And I was so glad that I put heart. So.
Yay!
I was so curious if anyone else picked shoulder. I'm looking around and I don't see anyone else who chose shoulders. And my shoulders are very informative. I know if I'm relaxed, if I'm stressed, if I'm hiding, if I'm depressed, if I'm standing straight, if I'm proud.
That's fabulous, yeah.
And
yeah.
I like that because so often they become, we call them the shoulders, where they carry like the response, we shoulder responsibility. Right, but great that you discovered that.
Yeah,
be right
makes
over.
Me want to go to my shoulders when you, it just makes me think about, yeah, that's a place too, that's fabulous.
Well, I did pick the brain, and it's because a lot of the other parts of my body are, you know, one pain or another. But my brain has two sides. It's right brain and left brain. And I'm able to go back and forth between those. And my brain helps me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jerry brain.
No.
Brain.
I'm going to go to Joe and then I'll come to Sam. I'm going to get my 10,000 steps in.
When you first gave us the instruction, it didn't even take me a second to think. The hands. Now, I realize now as I've thought about it more, I love gardening, I love digging and so forth, but these are the qualities that I like about my hands. They're tender but strong. They give and receive, and they allow me to control and manipulate my world. And I also, I think of hands and arms as our, the extension of our heart. And that those qualities could apply to being in the world, you know, from a heart perspective. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
So I chose hands, and my adjectives were creative, multifaceted, dexterous, flexible, synchronous, versatile, and communicative. And when Noel said those are the words that describe me. That doesn't just describe my hands. But walking around and seeing what people had chosen made me think that I don't value all the parts of me all the time. And I thought, wow, I need to start to get in touch with my gut and appreciate it and care for it and love it in the way that I care for and love my hands.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to think about seeing other people.
Did anybody else choose lungs? Yeah. Oh, good. Good to know. Right. I do a lot of yoga, and breathing is central to regulating your emotions, regulating your physical body. And it also reflects, if you want to find out how you're really feeling, just check your breath. Breath is spirit, and it's the spirit working through us. It's the spirit entering us and leaving us and keeping us going, oxygenating our blood and keeping us going. So thanks be to my lungs.
Oh, nice. So nice.
So I chose my thigh, and I thought at first, oh, that's pretty childish and primitive, but because my mom had told me when I was little, she said, you have a really good body, and you're very strong, and that was like really a key memory for me all my life, even though there were so many stages of, oh, my thighs, oh, my God, they're so big. So I ran into my thigh partner over here, and we're able to, like, commiserate about having really big thighs. But the qualities are very strong. I can run, kick, move, climb trees, stand up, support myself, power, and dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And dance.
Yeah. So let's really give a lot of gratitude and appreciation, right? To your hands, your heart, your thighs, your shoulders,
hearts.
Your lungs.
And our bellies and our shoulders.
That's great. That's great. All right. So the next part of this will take a little bit of a turn, is we're going to listen to our bodies and know that aches and pains are also our messengers. There are sensations that our body gives us. And if we can see pain and aches as important friends, they're giving us an important message about something that's going on in your body, liver or whatever, right? And so we're going to take a look there right now, all right? So I'm going to invite you back into an awareness of your body. Again, closing your eyes or keeping them open, whichever is most comfortable for you. And just see what place in your body is calling for your attention right now. And as it calls to you, spend some time being with it. And begin to tune into your body's sensation. Perhaps there's a tingle, a pressure, a weight, a color, maybe even a shape or a texture. Maybe it feels like a rubber band being stretched in different directions. Just check in and see. And when you have it, we want you to go down to the next color on your post-its. So you've used your green one, so now you're on your blue one. And write the place in your body where that is calling your attention and the sensation that you are experiencing there. Okay, so the place in your body that's calling for your attention through pain, ache, or for what, just saying, hey, remember me, and the sensations that are in that place.